President Obama, who has landed in South Africa, where he just held a news conference with the president of that country. Also today, he is meeting privately with family members of the former president, Nelson Mandela. Mandela, as we all know, is in the hospital in critical condition. And ABC's Ron Claiborne is in Pretoria right now. Ron, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning to you, Dan. And as you know, the president, President Obama, had wanted to meet with Nelson Mandela at this Pretoria hospital behind me. That is not going to happen. The White House, just a little while ago, releasing a statement saying, and I quote, out of deference to Nelson Mandela's peace and comfort and the family's wishes, they will not be visiting the hospital. As you said, there was a press conference just a short while ago, and the President Obama spoke about Nelson Mandela.
The outpouring of love that we've seen in recent days shows that the triumph of Nelson Mandela and this nation speaks to something very deep in the human spirit.
Instead of meeting with Nelson Mandela, though, the president will have a private meeting with a number of family members of Nelson Mandela. The location and timing of that has not been disclosed. But the fact that this meeting had to be called off, the hoped-for meeting between Obama and Nelson Mandela had to be called off, is an indication of just how sick Nelson Mandela really is. Although his former wife, Wendy Mandela, said yesterday that he had had great improvement, but in her words, remains clinically unwell. And President Zuma here at that press conference saying that his condition, Mandela's, remains critical but stable. So no doubt a great disappointment to President Obama, would hope to meet with Nelson Mandela, who he said is one of his personal heroes. He will not be meeting with him.